Thames.
It's y'all world, man.
They're trying a Thames vibe over there.
Did you know that dogs could listen to Thames and understand it?
Dogs?
I mean, it sounds. Yeah. I've seen that on Instagram. It? Yes.
Yo, the dog was like so, vibing old. No,
every time,
it.
Every time they turn the song on, the dog is like, woo.
Yeah. Yes, bro. I'm not making this shit
that's
up.
Hilarious.
Know what I'm saying?
That's real shit. He's not lying.
Thank
He's
you.
Not lying.
Yeah. I know that seemed like some I'm lying type shit.
Run it, Danny.
You know what I'm saying?
Word. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another special episode of the Dirty Street Confessions podcast. We got a special guest in the building.
Bop, bop, bop.
You care to introduce yourself?
Sapphire, hi. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
You can put your mic closer if you need to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. Because we might actually like sing later on and shit like that. We heard like some talent show shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know how to sing?
No.
In the shower,
I be singing when I do my massages, and
word.
They like
oh,
it.
Shit.
Word, but I don't like singing on the spot.
Oh, all
right. Do that.
We hotting you up right now, like making it too crazy.
All right,
because we all sing too. We just would have sang after you.
Oh,
all right. So
we came in sings. With the harmonies.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Oh man,
you listen to Vybz Kartel?
Yeah.
Word.
Oh yeah. Shit.
You know I'm from Jersey. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm learning about Jersey.
And
tonight.
I'm 31, so I grew up with the listening to dancehall.
Okay.
I was
fire.
Like,
yeah. Ever blessed pom pom and shit
yes.
like that?
Oh
I know I've won.
Did we all know that about Jersey? Because we learned as well as much as you guys learned with us. So, do we all know that about Jersey?
I didn't know. Only thing I know about Jersey. No, there's a dancehall culture. There's actually dancehall culture in Jersey. Yeah, yeah. There's a Jamaican side.
Also, I'm from like right across the water. So,
all right. So, it's New
I'm
York.
I'm like 10 minutes from the city.
All right. So, like okay. New York part two. All right. That's what's up. Now, I say, because what I know from Jersey is the.
Yeah, they probably got like a club mix to it.
Yeah,
oh, that's
obviously.
What it's called. Jersey
yeah,
Club.
Club mix,
Jersey
yeah.
Club.
That shit fire, though.
I grew up with that too, but yeah. I grew up with dancehall. Like, right. you guys know the song. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you a murderer.
Bop, 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 bop.
That was my shit in high school. Oh
Million Styles, big up yourself. You got that in Serato Super
no.
right now?
I do not know that one.
Check it. Well, it's a...
Yeah, that's a really nice shirt, bro.
Thank you, bro.
It is.
Shout out to my boy from A-Keys, man.
All right.
A-Keys.
Shout out to my boy from Breep.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy. I'm saying he not going to get no free promo. Like that, but thank you for coming, young lady.
Thank you for having me.
Of course,
call him old man.
Yeah, it's all good. How you said? She said she was 31. She's not that much.
Yeah.
You know,
young
lady.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fuck with it.
Is 30 old?
I don't think it's old. I feel young still.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't got no kids.
Depend on who
you're
asking.
So.
All right, let me ask you something. Do you feel like you're actually growing up?
What do you mean?
Like for real? Because I feel like I'm not growing up.
You still got the kid in you?
Yeah.
No.
But I'm saying, I feel like the ways that people would expect me to mature in,
yeah.
I'm waiting for it to like snap in. But like, I pay bills and shit.
You
know what I'm saying?
Word.
So, aside from that, what you really got to do?
That should count, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? That should
so
be like.
So, you don't think you're mature?
Financially, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
Physically,
I'm not even everything else. Everything else is just
your
character
child?
At that point, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because like what that. Would consider you to be immature? Like this nigga, he spends money on some bullshit.
Yeah.
What he doing?
That's
he
me.
Yeah.
Spend money immature. On clothes.
I don't think that's immature.
No.
No.
But you be buying like V-Bucks and shit.
Hell no! I bought a $200 controller though.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
too.
I don't think I would.
That's even
worse. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's bullshit. Technically,
what special?
My shorty bought it for me. So,
oh, so that's not
it
you.
It matters.
Though. That's not you.
If yeah, you can afford it,
yeah.
Right.
I think,
and it's something that I use every day, type shit.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So, as long as your responsibilities are taken care of before you do the bullshit spending,
facts straight.
Fuck that. We don't even pay rent before we buy that.
Controller first.
Yeah,
niggas
that.
Be
rent last.
People be feeling like as you get older as a man, you shouldn't have toys.
Yeah, yeah. The toys just get more.
You get different types of toys, like a cock ring.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got toys?
Like sex toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do OnlyFans, so I have to.
What toys you got? What's your favorite?
The new one that I just bought is my favorite.
Okay. Damn, it's your favorite already.
Yeah,
what does it do?
It's like this tongue thing, and it.
Oh, it licks.
Oh, it's the shit. I
oh
see
yes,
it,
I've seen
like
that.
The
I've
rose
seen that.
With the little tongue in it.
It's not a rose, but it has a tongue, and it goes like that, and it's like, and it goes really fast.
It's better than the man version of that.
That I know
what's
what
the shit.
Yeah,
what's the?
I know the Gawk Gawk shit.
That shit, yeah.
I seen some new version of the Gawk Gawk shit too that I may be interested in purchasing.
What does it do?
But only if I could pay in 4 payments.
Klarna.
If I can pay in 4 payments, I'll try it out. Me giving all that money up front is like, all right, I feel like I'm doing too much.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But for sure, the shit with the tongue, I seen that shit, but I felt like it was gonna be too obvious, and that wouldn't be the best one for the girls. You feel me? But it's,
what do you mean too obvious?
Like, it looks like it's supposed to do exactly what it's supposed to do. You know,
so
man?
Wait, like how exactly does it work? It's like some suction.
There is a suction, but I haven't used that because it doesn't seem like that works. Mm-hmm. But I just use the tongue, and it has like 3 speed modes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then.
So
yeah.
Like slow tongue, medium tongue, and then fast tongue.
Yeah,
I'm about to count two of them shits for my life
in less than 2 minutes.
Word.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
so if you were to do Word. The speeds with your fingers, what would level one look like? Would it be like this?
Why you just say actually do it with her tongue?
What? Oh, all right. My bad.
Do it with your tongue.
It's like this.
You said can you do it with your tongue?
With my tongue. Yeah. I'm not doing it with my tongue.
All right. My bad.
That's too fast.
Oh,
I'll be
right,
trying cool. to like copy it, and it's really funny.
For sure,
we want to laugh.
The first motion is what. That's what.
that's
I don't know. Damn, I missed it.
Damn, it's cool. Like 2 minutes for me too.
But it's like, yeah, it goes like that, and then the fast one is like, it's too fast.
Okay,
too
so fast. Is it that is some non-realistic shit?
Like, yeah, guys can't do that.
Really?
So, damn, you got a cheat code in your pocket.
But
it's crazy.
All right, you know, y'all ever heard like dick ups?
What's dick that?
What's that? All
right, so when I was younger, right, you put a warm rag on your dick, and like you pretty much flex
try to
it.
Lift it.
Yo,
yeah. That ass.
I heard that before.
Exactly.
Yo, y'all niggas is wild.
You never put like a rag on your dick and lift your dick.
Okay,
nigga,
that's called. I think it's called Jekylling. Or some shit like
joking.
That.
Okay. Joking. Joking is stretching your shit.
Okay. So what is it for?
Stretching your dick.
It's just like stretching if you're picking up a dumbbell. But it's
yeah,
you
just lifting it up with your dick.
Were you about to say licking it up?
No. Lifting it up.
Hey,
calm down.
that's the male version of Kegels. It's the same muscle. So it just...
Yes.
Not really.
Tell me, I never did that shit before.
So y'all never stretch your dick?
Yes.
I never stretched my dick. But
stretch it?
Yeah, like
yeah. Why you looking at me?
I did the rag. That's it. I never stretched my dick.
Why are you doing that? Why you stretching
exercise?
Why are you stretching it?
It's the same way. How
no,
you
don't look at don't look at me.
I'm not stretching my dick though. Because what's the goal?
The same goal you getting from the dick ups.
To get longer.
The same thing, bro.
I think stretching would be to get longer, right? You're stretching it.
So
does that work? You sound like you tried it.
What is it for you? Is it like length or girth for you?
Girth.
Pop,
I
pop,
like length
pop.
Too, but I need both. But if I had to choose,
oh,
girth.
All right, you all
okay.
So no, I'll play.
Yo,
somebody. My alias aside from this is Girth Brooks. By the way, I came up with that a couple episodes ago.
Okay.
What's your nickname, Vince?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
I'm not that good at picking nicknames that quick.
All right, cool. I can't come up with one for you, unfortunately.
I hope not.
All right,
thanks. That would be a problem.
I could just be good at nicknames.
How long you been doing OnlyFans?
4 years. It's about to be... Wait, I started in 2019. Yeah, 4 years.
Is it lit?
Is the money good?
The money is definitely good.
Word.
Okay.
Yeah. I some reach. I some reach. Don't
yeah.
worry.
You can't sue.
I some reach.
You ever...
You have one too?
Word.
Yeah.
Tell her the name.
Nah, tell her.
Come on.
Don't get shy.
Horse Business. That's my name.
Horse Business.
Bop, bop, bop.
That's like some Bob's Cartel shit.
Yeah. My boy is on Common. You know?
He definitely come on.
Like, how is it with, like, family? Do you hide it?
I tell my parents right away because... When I first started, and I wasn't even doing anything crazy yet, but somebody was trying to...
You were snitching.
They were like, oh, they even said where I live. They said my mom's name. So it has to be somebody that I knew in my past or
that's
something.
That's some lame shit.
If you knew them, you should say where they live right now so people could go to their
house. They were hiding behind an account.
Fake page?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Stop doing that.
My parents, and I kid you not.
How was that?
I was crying.
Word.
I was crying. I was shaking.
So you're 27?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But you're a big woman at that point.
Yeah, and I moved out. But okay. My parents are Puerto Rican and they're old school.
I was just about to ask that.
I was like, oh, I'm prepared to be disowned today. But right. Surprisingly, they surprised me.
What was that conversation?
They have OnlyFans.
No. Imagine. Oh my God. Right. Nah, I think they were just more concerned about the person that was like threatening me. Because they were threatening to like send videos to my parents. So I think they were more concerned of that. And I already knew my mom was going to ask like 21 questions. Mm-hmm. So because I told her like, you know, I'm making videos with people I know. It's not strangers. I'm not doing anything I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. We're getting tested. So we're being safe. I think me just telling her those things, she was just like, oh, okay, cool.
I respect it.
You think it's like an ex?
A what?
Like an ex-boyfriend.
Kind of. I mean, I've been single for 4 years, so...
4 years prior to that?
Before I moved to LA, I was single up until now. I'm dating somebody now, but we're not like official.
How
does that work for you?
He's in the industry too. It's my first time dating somebody that's also a OnlyFans content creator.
Not okay. Official.
Okay. So
what? I'm sorry. What are you saying? What were you saying?
We just started dating in January. Yeah, so that's it's fresh. Pretty new.
So
fresh. Like, you know?
Yeah, how was it like for OnlyFans creators, content creators, right? Like, do you just see somebody like, yeah, I want to fuck this person, so let's collab?
I mean...
kind of, right? That's...
You got like, tell him about gotta, like, your check Sundays. His resume type shit?
Tell him about your Sundays.
That was my first question.
For me, yeah, I think it's attraction first, okay. But I think like my first 2 years, I realized that the good-looking guys in this industry are the worst ones.
Yeah.
They're manipulative. They're narcissistic. They're...
Personality-wise?
Yeah, I care about personalities more than looks. Okay. So, like, you could look good, but if you're not good, look good in the inside,
trash.
I'm good. Like, I'd rather be with somebody that's okay-looking and has a great personality over looks.
Should fellas take note of that?
Yeah.
You know that, you guys?
Heard you.
We could be, like, ugly hot.
Ugly hot?
I heard that's like a term.
What? We could make that shit up.
Not that he's freestyling.
Come on, man.
Yeah, right. So usually I get to know somebody first before I work with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You go to church?
No, I don't.
Mm. What are you doing on Sundays?
It's the way he did it.
That was...
2 points for you.
Ooh, I have word. A suck dick Sunday thread.
Bah!
Suck dick Wait! Sunday.
Bah! Yeah. Bah!
I started it like 2 years ago and I didn't think it was gonna go crazy, but
it's phenomenal.
It goes crazy. Like if I miss a Sunday, all my fans is like, oh, where's suck dick Sunday? I'm like, yo, relax. I don't have a dick to suck every Sunday. Like, damn.
do you like how you go about it? Like, do you schedule
check my calendar?
Whoever dick check my calendar that Sunday or like
I mean, whenever I have content, I'll post it for that Sunday. Yeah.
Mm. I'm saying I'm here thinking Sundays are for brunch. They're not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I thought she
unless
was
you could combine it somehow.
But yo, I appreciate that though, because a lot of women don't know how to suck dick, and I feel like they could watch that and learn.
Have you ever had a woman thank you for like teaching her any technique or something like, oh, I want to do that. Oh, ever since I've seen you do this, I'm starting to implement this in my technique.
I think I've had a few people thank me. There was this one girl that slid in my DMs and was like, Six, can you help me? My boyfriend's dick is mad big and I don't know what to do with it. And I just started laughing.
What's mad like, big?
I mean, I don't know. She didn't show me. I didn't answer because I thought it was weird, but I thought it was funny that she... And she looked good, too. I was like, wow. Okay.
Damn. Is there a size that you would turn away? Like, if the shit was too big?
No.
Or too
There's
small.
There's no size?
Are you taking...
Too small, yes.
What's small? Too small? For the gentleman out there.
Average is small for me.
What's average? What's average?
Average is 5.5.
Nah, I can't have it.
We out of there.
The horse business is...
Still in business.
Still in business.
Okay, you barely made it pricey.
It is.
Wait, so would you consider yourself like a dick sucking pro?
I mean, they call me the soap snatcher.
Okay.
Wow.
Who's there? Who's they?
My fans. I didn't give myself that name.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's some girls that give themselves names.
Self-proclaimed.
No, I never did that. They started calling me Soul Snatcher, and then I just kind of ran with it.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Do you more so give head for you or to please the person that you give it to?
Both.
If you had to pick one.
Mm,
Because there's some girls that really like sucking dick and that get them wet.
I really love sucking dick. All like, right. I literally be dripping when I'm done.
Yeah, clap it up for
it's like foreplay. But I'm a pleaser, so I don't know. That's really hard to choose.
Okay.
I'm a pleaser for sure.
All right, cool.
I feel like if a woman don't like sucking dick, then...
you're not that good at it.
She gotta go.
Same thing with guys giving head. If they don't really like it, then they're going to suck. They're going to lick it like they're scared of it. Yeah. So.
Are they guys what happened, Binks? You said over there?
Shit, yo, man. That is funny. Yeah, I was about to be like,
what happened?
I don't eat ass, so.
He doesn't eat pussy.
You don't eat pussy?
I don't eat ass, so.
Oh, you eat pussy?
Why you asking every pussy. Fucking time?
Well, man, no, like, we want to hear you be vocal about
like,
it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just say you eat pussy, Binks.
I don't eat ass, so.
Just say it.
I it's mean, okay.
That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying?
So they
kill me over here for it.
I like nasty guys, so I think I think just anything. The thought of it makes. Okay.
What's nasty?
Nasty is subjective.
What's so you eating ass too?
I've asked before.
Yeah. Gangsta. Clap it up again. Let's clap it up again.
Two in less than 5 minutes. Yeah, you're winning right now, man.
This is record breaking.
You're winning right now.
This is record breaking.
You licking nipples too?
Yeah.
My
that's
God.
A bust. That's what I'm saying.
I think the craziest thing I did was suck a guy's toes.
Oh,
that was kind of interesting. Like, I was like, oh, you like that?
Was the secret like in the done? Big toe?
It was done. That's why I did it.
Oh, okay, okay.
He
okay.
had nice feet. If okay. he had ugly feet, that was not going to go in my mouth. Get not at all.
Pedicure.
So,
what's pedicure?
What are you saying?
Super hacks, what's nasty to you?
Are you asking what's the nastiest shit I've done?
No, yes. What's well that too.
Whoo, you're about to judge me now.
Come on. This is episode 50 something.
The nastiest thing I've done, and I didn't realize it until I did it, and I was like in the act of it. I was like, oh shit, I didn't even mean to do that. But I guess we're here. He was fucking me. I was like, I think on my last day of my period, or second to last day.
I knew that was coming to play.
So he was fucking me, and then like I sucked his dick after, and I realized that I was tasting my period blood because I tasted it in my mouth. I was like, "Oh shit!" I'm like, "Well, we're here,
fuck
so
keep going,
we ball."
Yeah. Okay.
I've had guys eat me on my period too. That kind of turns me on. Word, I like nasty men. I love nastiness,
and it would be blood on their.
I've seen blood on their beer once.
Right, I'm gonna take a walk.
Have you seen the pictures of the lions after they just killed something?
Yo, that's the first thing I thought about just now, Danny.
Damn,
that's crazy.
We haven't all been there somehow, some way.
I ate pussy on the period before, but she had the tampon in. So,
well, I mean, these were guys that didn't care. I don't need you to eat my pussy without the tampon on, but you know, if that's what you want, go ahead. I'm not gonna stop you.
I respect it.
Yeah. All
right.
You ready to go in the shower?
No. That I don't do.
No go. Oh, so there's limits.
You like that.
I mean, I think I will pee on somebody, but I don't wanna be peed on.
You was looking for somebody to do that too?
What? Pee on her?
No.
Oh,
vice versa.
Yeah.
Pee on?
I mean, I wouldn't mind peeing on somebody. I think I'm more like dominant. Like sexually sometimes. So. Like I feel like I could, you know, spank somebody, tie them up, pee on them, but I wouldn't want that done to me.
So you be choking back?
I do choke back.
Okay. You ever pegged a man before?
They asked me to, but
you cannot bring yourself to it.
I think because the guy that asked me, it was my first time hanging out with him and he was 6'6".
Oh shit.
I am 5'1". He was 6'6" and he was like thick. And on the first link up, he was like, yeah, I like big head. And I just looked at him and I didn't know what to say because I'm like, yeah, this is our first time hanging out. I think that's a little too much on the first hangout.
It might be. Like you said, I'm going to just lay it out on the table.
Hold on.
I like being pegged. I was like, oh,
he knew you had the materials to complete
that. No, we were just hanging out.
So he had the peg machine?
I don't know. He just shared the information with me and I was just like, okay.
He was probably hoping that she had the strap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get the strap.
And then he would have popped his butt plug out for you and let you get started.
Probably.
I don't think I could do it. He was just so big and I'm like, yeah, I can't. Picture my tiny ass like.
So if he had been like 5'9",
maybe.
Oh shit!
It was just too weird because because he was too big.
You could
big.
Check that off your list.
I'm not fine. Relax. One mic.
Yeah, but I think I would.
All right, cool. Yeah. Question, right? Have you been desensitized to sex in any way?
Well, prior to OnlyFans, I've gotten raped a lot. So I have a lot of like sexual. What happened?
What do you mean a lot?
Explain that, please.
Yeah.
Oh.
She don't gotta explain that, nigga.
Please.
No. I mean, I just have a lot of sexual trauma. So
exactly.
Me okay. going into OnlyFans, it kind of like helped me take my power back and heal through those sexual traumas. Right. Okay. So in the beginning, I was having a great time. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I was having fun with sex again. Okay. And I was doing new things that I've never done before and like experimenting.
What's an
but
example
I feel like
a...
now I'm kind of desensitized.
Okay. What would be an example of a new thing per se?
Never ate ass before, never sucked toes before, and okay. Never had a threesome with two guys before.
Okay.
Like there was a lot of I was very vanilla before OnlyFans.
You had DP? You did DP before?
I haven't done that yet, but I want to. Okay. I definitely want to. That's something I haven't done yet.
Somebody told me today, as a matter of fact, that girls only do anal because of something mental. Is that true? Or does it actually have a good feeling to it?
It has a good feeling. I've
that's,
came off of
that's what I said to her, but she said there's no way that could be the case.
Mm,
that's
just I've some... came off of anal.
She's trying to blanket everybody.
Yeah, I know.
She
I
don't
know.
Enjoy that shit.
Yeah, like if you
if
don't
it's
enjoy
not for you, it's not for you. Yeah. But...
I mean, I couldn't speak from a position of knowing, so I just let her have it.
Yeah. I got not. Traumatized yeah. with that too.
Okay.
But I still was able to More. Enjoy it afterwards and
all right, cool. Yeah,
I got when I got my toe sucked and I was upset that it didn't do nothing for me.
Cause for
I'm like,
real?
Yo, I wish that like getting my nipples played with don't really do nothing for me. I'd be like, yo, I wish there was other shit that I could enjoy other than just shit with my dick.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. You wouldn't get your ass eaten?
I don't think it would do anything because nothing else has done anything.
I mean, you never know.
I'm a pass.
I got a question for you. How often do you have sex that's not content?
Not often.
So like out of let's say if you have sex 10 times, how many of those do you think would be just for you and not for content?
Before my partner now?
Yeah.
Because like, I was single for like 4 years.
10.
I would say like one or two.
Okay.
That's not
yeah. So I think I had more sex before OnlyFans than when I became OnlyFans content creator.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's the new Twitter laws with like all the porn and stuff, allowing the porn and shit. Does that help?
I've been on Twitter since 2019, so it definitely did help. Like my first viral video, it's 4 million right now, I think.
Okay.
And I posted that in 2019.
Right. That's dope.
So it did help a lot.
Back in the days, there was no porn on Twitter.
At all? I was never on Twitter before.
I've been on Twitter since 2009.
Got you. Okay.
So yeah, I don't know when the switch actually happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it was just recently.
Yeah. Really?
The porn was on Tumblr.
Oh, wow.
I remember Tumblr having porn, yeah.
And then they cleaned Tumblr up, and then that shit went to shits.
Cause I just remember people telling me, get on Twitter. I'm like, I don't know how to write short sentences and shit. You know what I'm saying? So when the porn came, you know what I'm saying? Made me a little account.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. You know that's funny.
Yeah, there was a gap for me with Twitter, and when I came back, it was just porn everywhere.
Really?
I didn't see when it happened.
I'm fucking with the porn.
I'm here for it, though.
Yeah, I'm too. I support that shit.
I like that thing y'all do with the pinned tweet. Like, yo, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Wait, what's that?
The pinned tweet?
Like, yeah. as soon as you go to their page.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, the top. Yeah.
Only thing with the Twitter porn is sometimes I'm just on my phone in public going through Twitter. And it's just,
that'd be bad. That'd be very bad.
Yeah. I'd be watching them shit.
That shit don't happen nowhere else but Twitter. I'm just going through reading tweets and then boom, somebody sucking dick.
I can't back out my phone in public. I'm going on Twitter.
I only open my Twitter if I'm in the crib and my dick is in my hand.
What?
You don't have tweets to respond to?
No.
I thought you guys actually checked the replies for the pod page and stuff.
That's the meet and tweet.
That's the title.
Yeah, definitely. Question, right? So you're like around our age somewhat. Mm-hmm. So you must know some of the porn stars from our era. Do you have any ones that you look up to in particular, or fuck all them bitches? It's me now.
You are not gonna believe me, but I did not watch porn.
I'm shocked.
Just jumped right into this. This shit is off the top.
I swear to God, coming into this industry, I didn't like. I worked with two big male porn stars, and I didn't know how big they were until I worked with them. And my friends were like, "Oh my God, you worked with Pressure! Oh my God!" I'm like, "I don't know these."
Okay,
yeah, I don't know them.
You know Pressure?
No.
Yeah, I don't know Pressure.
Or Vicky Johnson. That's the other one. But okay.
Vicky Johnson is a guy.
Yeah, he's like some light skin. Nice eyes. I never watched porn before. The only person I knew about was Tiana Trump because people always talked about her.
Shout out Tiana Trump.
But yeah, I don't know. Now
you got OGs like Cherokee,
Bop,
Pinky,
Bop.
I hear about her, but I don't know any of them because I don't watch porn.
Janet Jackme,
Lacey Duval,
Jada Fire,
Sarah J,
Capri Styles.
Sarah J is a freak.
Skin Diamond.
Ava Devine.
Ava Devine.
Woo, Ava Devine is a beast.
Yeah. Roxy Reynolds.
She has no limits.
Damn, you guys.
I know this is like a history lesson type shit.
Yeah, I never
you didn't write none of that shit down.
Yeah, it's all right. One of them, she's going to remember when on her way home, be like, yo, let me see what one of them. Like,
I hear about Pinky all the time. All
right. Yeah, she watched
Pinky been doing her
watch thing. The old shit.
Yeah, just watch the old shit.
Do you know any BBWs, like off the top of your head? Famous BBWs? Like,
No. Luscious Lips was a BBW.
Or,
really? I heard about her.
Yeah, she go crazy.
Okay, I heard about her. I think I actually seen her page, actually.
Yeah, she's one of those.
Oh, they got Keiki.
Keiki. I forgot about her.
She got like the long tongue.
I think I heard about her.
I fuck with
her
long tongue. I forgot about her for real.
Yeah, he's a tongue man.
I like tongues.
Yeah. What?
He's a tongue man.
Yo,
I missed it.
You just put your tongue out?
No.
No. Oh. That wouldn't slide. That would not slide.
Nigga, stop that ASAP. All right, my bad.
All right, cool. I guess a more trivial question. If you had to pick a favorite position, what would you pick?
Missionary, if I like you.
Say that.
Okay.
That's me.
If I don't.
That's
wait, what? The win is a win.
A win is a fucking win.
If I'm in, I'm in.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
No good price. If you in, you win.
If I'm in, I'm in.
Yeah, you said, if you in, you win.
I thought that's what he said.
We going to change that to what you said.
Okay, cool. Remix that.
Price been having some balls past two episodes. I ain't going to lie.
That's what we coming with it.
Yeah.
Come on. No, stop that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Another question that I had, right, was...
Don't do that.
Don't worry. I'm gonna edit it up.
No. I'm about to put some reverb on it.
Oh shit. Like I fuck with those.
A double D?
Actually, no, but thanks.
Like a D?
It's a
C. All right.
Yeah. Are you dropping double D to B?
Yeah,
I said D.
I said D.
I'm
like, damn, I wish I had some D's.
All right. Throw some D's on it.
Hey!
That's a good song.
That was a fire song.
Yeah, yeah, that was a really good record.
It was. When was the last time you had sex with somebody in their parents' house?
In their parents' house?
Yes.
Ooh.
Damn.
Everybody can answer.
I actually don't remember.
Oh. I thought everybody in New York City lives in their parents' house.
You said what?
But you live in Jersey.
I live in L.A. now.
Word.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Moving on up.
Yeah. 4 years. I just came to visit for my mom's birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday to your mom.
Bro, your mom. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't remember.
What? Right.
Because even with my ex, I never went to his house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Okay, cool. Question. Mm-hmm. You know what an Eskimo brother is?
No.
All right, cool. See, we do teach you a lot here at the Dirty Street Confession Podcast. But an Eskimo brother is like, say I had sex with somebody and then he had sex with the same person.
Okay.
This would be my Eskimo brother.
Ah.
Right?
Okay.
So I guess if you don't know what an Eskimo brother is, I was going to ask, was Eskimo sisters a thing? Like, yeah, we both fuck this nigga. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't like to fuck the same okay. person that my friend fucked, but it does happen.
Okay, okay,
especially
okay.
in L.A. because it's so small.
Word.
Word.
Damn.
You find out after the fact?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. It's like, damn.
Like, you fucked up too? Like, damn. Right. like that.
I think it's weird when niggas be like, yo, I fuck the same bitch Drake fuck. It's like, well, yeah. what'd that do for you?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But I probably would say it.
What does it
not,
do?
What does it do? I'm not sure. I could get back to you on it. Yeah. I'm going to let you know. My nigga, like,
yeah, I wouldn't say shit.
I mean, I think it's the same thing as if like a guy got to fuck me and he brags to his friends like, yo, I just fucked Sapphire.
Yeah, that's no, that's different.
Why is
that's,
it
how
different?
Is that different?
If the guy's bragging about who he fucked, it's different than the guy bragging about who else fucked who he fucked.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, yeah, I don't care. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Like, Drake just that made that weird. Pussy more valuable. So, now I'm lit because Drake fucked her. That's dumb.
That's
wicked.
I mean, I think it's more so you need to understand what's going on with my life.
Like you fucking the same bitch as Drake.
It's the caliber that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, me and Drake fucking the same bitch.
Drake could fuck it and then I fuck it
out, bro.
And I don't even have to tell you who the person is. I'm just letting you know.
I just want
to
say, if that is no mind. That is no mind, bro. All
right.
No mind.
Like, niggas that alone. Bragging about realizing that shorty's on the decline.
Oh shit! Shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock. Oh, all right, cool. Don't make it hot, Price. Don't make it hot. Put my shit right here.
Sit that back.
No. Chill.
Like, look at my feet right now.
Price feet. All of you. Price feet don't touch the floor either.
5'1".
5'1".
Okay. So you like extra tall niggas?
I don't.
Yes.
Like my ideal height is actually like
5'10". All right, I'm saying it. Right, shit, I got these McQueens. You got McQueen. Shout out Alexander McQueen.
That's the height of my ID. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Niggas be lying on their ID height.
I be lying on my ID height.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You could do that.
I'm probably not 5'10", but.
So what's worse, that or saying I fuck somebody that Drake fucked?
If you lying
what
about
you,
it,
what you say?
Lying about your height, I think is worse.
Thank
really?
You.
Really?
Somebody gotta find out.
Yeah. Who's gonna measure you,
nigga? You don't gotta measure somebody if you know.
If
you
meet them in person,
if I stand up like right now, can you tell me I'm not 5'10"?
It's not about that. It's not about that, bro. It's about if you know what.
Who's gonna measure you?
Listen, what I'm saying.
I feel bad when somebody says that they're really tall and they're really short.
That's crazy.
I agree.
You can only lie about like 1 inch.
I'm not about to say I'm like 6'4", nigga. Who's gonna believe that?
Still, yeah. If I know what 5'10", say I know what 5'10" look like, and I meet you,
right?
And I'm like, you're not 5'10", nigga.
Nigga, I don't know what 5'10" look like.
That's what I'm saying. What if she does? What if she looks? She knows what 6 foot looks like.
I actually know what 5'10" looks like.
Exactly.
Because I like 5'10", so I could stand next to you and like I can tell.
If somebody lie about lie about their dick size by 1/2 inch, will you be able to tell?
Probably not.
Or would you say send a pic?
So every.
I mean, I usually grab and touch myself.
Pop.
So every aggressive.
I ask to look at it, you know, because right. I need to know.
I noticed there's a thing with women now that they be requesting nut videos. You like that?
If I'm going to get a dick being sent to me, then yeah, I prefer nut videos.
What does that do for you?
I just think it's sexy.
Word.
Especially like if the guy is very, yeah, like if he's vocal and like he makes faces, yeah. then yeah, it's sexy.
Oh, wait, the nut video has faces in it?
I mean, if it shows their face, yeah. Oh,
shit. Niggas taking this shit from that hand.
Put that shit on wide.
Yeah. I've had a guy send me a dick picture and he was sitting on the toilet and I thought that was disgusting.
Nah, that is disgusting.
That's I just feel wicked, like guys with dick pictures, they're just... They're no effort.
No.
At all. Like, they don't care about the background. They don't care about the ashy dick. They don't care.
First of all, I send my nutting videos with music in the background.
Okay, period. Word.
And I nut on beat.
Is this mine?
You nut on beat?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's playing in the background? Who's playing in the background?
I'll find out what she like first.
Okay.
But nutting on beat is crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I nut on beat.
How do you nut on beat?
Huh?
How do you nut on beat?
Nigga, you gotta set it up.
Yeah. So do you stroke on beat too? Like,
yeah, it's measurements. It's like 4/4 timing.
Well, you be listening
4/4 timing.
Nigga,
BPM, BPM.
I just want to rock.
It could be. That could be the vibe.
That is funny. That is funny.
Yo, we had a question on the last pod record. This is completely random, right?
Okay.
If a guy, I'm about to ask this shit mad times too. If a guy is black, right? But his mother is black, his father is Asian, right? What? Mother's black, his father's Asian. Can he call himself Blasian?
Yeah, I guess, right?
All right.
It's gonna fly with the women.
Oh, the gallim is raining. All right.
Wait, why can't...
I feel like Blasian is for, like, women.
Oh. Yeah. I see what you mean.
A man shouldn't consider himself Blasian.
So what do you call that, then?
Black and Asian.
You're just black and Asian, bro.
Black and Asian.
Black knees is kind of a stretch, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Black and knees sound racist.
Work?
Nah.
I don't know. Black and
black
Asian.
Black and knees, bro. Asian. Would you ever do race play?
No.
You fiending for somebody to do that.
Bro.
I've never been with a white man, and I never will be with a white man.
Right. Respect.
I never sucked cock before.
That's what white means.
I feel like white people say cock. That's what they do. Yeah.
White people be like, you don't like that?
No, it makes me cringe. I've never been with a black man that calls his dick cock.
No. But if a girl says,
I feel like
she
cock
wanna...
is like
empowering.
Nah, yeah. I feel like
if
cock
a girl
is
says
for
she
white guys.
I'm like, okay.
And dick is for black males.
That's how I feel.
Dick sounds smaller than cock.
Never.
If I'm talking sexually
and I'm being nasty, I'm gonna say cock.
That shit just sounds
I'm gonna
mad.
Suck this.
I made a tweet like, I suck dick, not cock, and everybody was like, what's the difference?
But so you don't like BBC? What's BBC?
What is BBC?
It's not BBC.
Big black cock.
Oh. I don't call it like that. I don't call that.
She call it BBD.
All right.
BBD.
I don't know. I can't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, BBC is a thing. White women call it cock.
Because they're white.
I think it's only called BBC because white people named it.
You got to take back the power.
We wouldn't be calling it big black cock if we referring to ourselves.
Because we don't say cock.
That's why I said I've never been with a black man that called his dick cock.
I don't mind. I don't have a problem with saying the word cock.
I mean, you learn a lot from porn. As we all did.
But. Do you sleep with white women?
I don't mind.
I've never.
Yo.
What's wrong with white women? You don't like white women?
Come on, bro. We've been through this plenty of times.
Big up all the white women out there watching.
I like white women.
I'm new here, so
they're not.
I don't know.
They're not.
We love women as a whole.
They're not
white. Yeah, I like all women.
They ain't got no seasoning to me.
I like all women, man.
I feel you.
Boiled chicken.
Yeah, like boiled chicken. That's not my vibe.
I mean, not make it come off the bone.
That's not my vibe.
All right, say that.
Nah.
That's good. I like that.
I'll do race play.
Double entendre.
Hey. Yo, they be catching it on the watch back. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's like a twig was spinning.
On the watch back. I was never saying that.
All right, my fault.
Go ahead.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about people who do OnlyFans?
I think the most annoying thing that I get all the time is like the first question is always, how's your dating life?
I know, and I think it's
so annoying because I'm just like, it's the same as everybody else. I've dated non-sex workers this whole time.
Okay.
I just date people that are okay with what I do for a living.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
my bad.
We never got like that kind of answer from anyone.
Normally
it's like, oh, dating is rough, or I tried to date this person and it's like, it didn't work out.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
But I think dating is rough in general. Like, dating was rough for me before OnlyFans. If anything, I think my dating life has gotten better when I became an OnlyFans content creator, because when I started doing what I do, I learned my worth. I learned how to set boundaries. Mm-hmm. I learned things that I didn't know before. Okay. So I feel like the quality of people have gotten better. Gotcha. And people won't see that because they think, oh, you're a sex worker. You don't deserve to be in a relationship. You don't deserve to be married. Nobody deserves to take you seriously because you don't respect yourself. Right. And I think it's annoying because I meet a lot of people that very much respect me.
Right.
And they love me for who I am. Like, that's just work. And they understand that. But yes, in the beginning, it was hard. Like, I kept meeting people that were like saying they were okay with it until I started fucking with them and then they weren't okay with it.
That's what I'm saying.
They lying and shit.
That was in the beginning. I feel like the more I started, like, the more I continued to date, I started not attracting those people anymore. And I started attracting people that were okay. So I don't have that issue anymore. At all.
So, like, say you made content today, right? This morning. And you go home and your nigga wanna fuck. You gonna fuck him anyway? Or
that's up to him. Okay. Like, I'm very honest. I think that's the reason why the people I've dated were okay with it, because I'm extremely honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's up to them. I will literally tell them, like, yo, I made content today. I don't know if you they want me to take a shower, yeah, but I think they trust me because I get tested and I only work with other people that are tested.
Right.
So we all get tested. We're responsible. Like, I even make my partner get tested.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So you going back to your nigga, like, yo, this nigga dick was mad big.
That would be crazy.
So.
Jesus.
Please don't tell me you did that shit.
I have a story.
Let's hear it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Damn.
My friends at the time think I'm crazy for being so honest, but I was dating this guy and, like, the sex was good. And the sex was good because he would continue. Like, he could come 3-4 times back to back. So he had, like, the stamina. He had, like, you know. The dick wasn't big enough for me. So, like, I enjoyed it. But I needed, like, I have a thing for big dick because I like pain penetration. That's my thing. Okay. And so I think he was okay with me being honest with him because the way I said it. But I told him, I'm like, I mean, you see my videos, right? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so you know I like big dick. He was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm not saying that the sex, I enjoy the sex with you, but I'm just a little concerned that your dick might not be enough for me. So, like, how is this going to happen? Because I like you and I want to date you, but I'm going to crave big dick.
He got to get more dick.
So it worked. And it worked because he didn't care.
That's crazy.
It worked. You
got to put a switch on the dick.
You got to get an extendo.
Listen, sometimes I wish that was possible.
Wait, why did it work?
It worked because he allowed me to... He didn't care that I fucked other people. Obviously, he wasn't making content with me, so I had to make content with other people. So he didn't mind as long as I told him the truth. Like, I told him whenever I was having sex with somebody else or making content. So he didn't mind. Like, he didn't get offended at all or nothing.
Wow.
So, yeah, shout out to him.
Is he the real MVP?
Huh?
He's the real MVP?
I mean, shout out to him. It didn't work, but eventually it didn't work out. But
that nigga was crying in the corner.
What wasn't too much? What wasn't enough for you?
I don't even know.
Don't rule it. She said... 5.5
And that's like, I don't know what his size was. I think he was probably like 6.5 or 7, I would say.
Jesus Christ.
And it wasn't enough for you.
Nah, I think 8 and up is good for me.
I'm buckling.
Man, you just keep going up and up and up.
8 is average for me, to be honest. Well, I think.
8 is average for you?
Yeah, for me.
Well,
I have a fat pussy. I think fat pussy goes
with big dick.
With big dick, you know?
I feel you.
What Ice Spice said? Grow.
Grow. Is that just like grow? Grow. Natural? Grow. Like being trapped.
Yeah. But again, I love pain penetration. Like, if you can't cause me pain while you fucking me, it's not big enough.
I mean, I can just bite you.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Pain is not pain.
Put some rhinestones on your dick. You feel me?
Like it says, some rib shots.
Ridges.
Oh my God. Pull out the rhinestones.
Oh, put a choker on that shit. Look at the spikes.
A little more specific.
But I don't like physical pain. I only like penetration pain.
Yeah, we fuck with you. We fuck with
you. Yeah, for sure.
I'd say get you an electrical choker or some shit.
Oh, yeah, type shit. They got those?
I don't know. I see they put them on dogs and shit.
Like, oh my.
Damn.
That's probably like. Animal brutality type shit.
It is.
Shout out to PETA. That's fire.
It is.
And PETA's coming for
electrical.
You.
Electrical.
Yeah. Remember Price wore the fur at Dumbo House. Supposed to probably threw blood on you at Dumbo House, bro.
Nigga,
we had an event and he wore a fur coat.
Nigga, yeah,
so supposed to was there like, threw the blood on you. What you would have done?
Like, it would have been problems at that.
Right. Nah, you would have to problems. Eat it and perform.
I had a story to tell y'all niggas. I can't tell y'all son's name, bro, but we all know him. And I went in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom.
Where is this?
at the pot and party.
Okay.
So I'm washing my hand and shit. He's like, oh shit, that's my son Super. He's like, yo, bro.
This dick was out still?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got a story from that same night.
Crazy. Why? Go ahead.
I like to guess the end first. I'm sorry. No, go ahead, the problem, bro. I got.
So he goes, he's like, yo, shout out to y'all. Yo, this shit was lit. I bagged two bitches and I'm about to go lay down by my girl. Like nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know what?
That's a good one.
We're in our own little world just now.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't worry. So, y'all catch it on the washback.
At the same event, I'm taking a piss, and the nigga is next all over.
Same nigga.
I don't know who he's talking about. Nigga's like, yo, bro, I fuck with y'all shit.
Come on, stall? Stall just, means?
I mean, urinal, my fault.
Okay, okay, all right.
I'm pissing, he's pissing. He's like, yo, my fault. I know you like, yo, this nigga's wilding for talking to me right
yes,
now.
He is.
But
he
I'm
is.
Just drunk, and I just want to say I fuck with y'all. I sell real estate in Jersey.
He tried to have a full conversation while y'all both got y'all dicks out.
Yeah.
That's not
like,
cool.
Yo, I feel like y'all need to, you know, open up some LLCs.
You told him that?
No, this is what he telling me while I'm peeing.
This nigga preaching LLCs to you while y'all dicks out.
I would have looked over and been like, yo, bro, I'm beating my shit right now.
Nah. I would never. You're a wild man. You're a wild
man. Stop talking to me, gang.
Imagine when people come up to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have grown-ass men like...
Yeah? Trying to shake your hand?
Word.
Oh, word. In the streets.
Yeah. You didn't feel my hand shaking earlier.
Nah.
Nah, I'm kidding, man. But I'm not. I can imagine. Yeah, like, you ever seen Players Club with Diamond?
I think so.
And the nigga that was paying all the money for
of course.
The stalker at the end. He's like, man. I paid so much money for you, Diamond. Yeah. I don't see that. Niggas is creeps.
You never seen Players Club?
They're crazy for sure.
You saw what?
You never seen Players Club?
I feel like not to remember it.
Just to watch the naked women. That was me when I was a kid.
Lisa Ray was bad, bro.
Yeah, Lisa Ray was bad, sorry.
Yes.
Shout out to Lisa Ray. Pull up on us.
Yeah, facts. I think she got married to the President of Turks or some shit. Prime Minister, yeah. You should know that type of trivia.
I don't mean knowing like that type of shit.
Missy?
Huh?
Lisa Ray, though?
No, Lisa Ray.
No, the Prime Minister.
Oh, no, to know that was a random fact.
No, I'm saying his name. He knew what was going on just now.
All right, cool. My bad. All right, cool. I got a random question for all of you guys, right? If somebody's Cash App is not working, is that a red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
that shit never happened to me.
Scammer?
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, for sure. That's it.
Yeah.
Why is your Cash App
closed my shit by itself, bro?
If your Cash App not working, big red flag.
Nah, bro. Cash App closed my shit. Because I was getting too much transactions.
Okay, my nigga. Why? Okay.
You feel me?
The big money man, doing? Right here.
What was you doing?
Selling a little weed.
I'm not believing that.
Speaking of weed, did you know that the IRS wants drug dealers to report their earnings?
Shit. That's a fact.
Did they tweet that?
No,
it's on their website.
So it's on their website. So you have to fucking pretty much file your taxes for the shit that you're selling.
Or
stealing.
Oh,
we gotta do that too?
Yeah, but y'all shit is legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
True. Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Is OnlyFans takes a percentage.
Big one. Right?
And that does not go to, that's not towards taxes at all. So they take a percentage and now we have to owe money. So we don't get money. We owe money. We gotta pay.
You gotta write off.
And we gotta pay a lot.
Anytime you get a good amount of money, you gotta pay.
Yeah,
no matter what you do.
That's a fact.
That shit is crazy.
We was gonna do it. All right.
Yeah, we know.
Let me skip that one. Yeah. Cause I wanna have to explain and shit.
Just we doing random
questions. But that's crazy. You think it's because it's legal here now?
I mean, no. In New York, it's not legal. They want illegal drug dealers to fucking
yes, and they
file taxes.
I thought I just saw a dispensary.
No, it's definitely there's places you could buy weed.
Weed ain't the only drug either.
Right? Yeah. Those are the politicians' dispensary first. That's opening.
Yeah.
Got you.
And if you're stealing shit, you got to report your earnings too.
Yeah, if you're stealing from people's cribs and shit, like breaking and entering and shit.
You got to report the sale value.
Who knows if they're coming to get you?
They're not coming to get you, bro. The IRS
don't
give a fuck.
But you
got to
file the taxes on the amount of property you stole.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Think about it. You're self-employed.
Yeah. Who would be dumb enough to fill that form out, bro?
People do it.
It's self-employed. And you could have a... What if you got a kid? You feel me? You got a dependent.
Put them on
you
your shit.
You
file
kid? Yep. Yes.
You for your robbery form?
Your robbery form, your drug deals.
As an RB 1045.
B&E.
Technically, that should like... What's the word? That should be expunged from my record if I filed some shit.
That shit is an oxymoron.
No, so if you get locked up, they pretty much taxes correct. You don't got to pay as much taxes back if you got locked up type shit.
I'm lit. Wow. I'm feeling buzz right now. I also don't eat meat no more, so that's probably why.
Word. When did you stop?
I saw you on Sunday.
Snack time.
What you say? Come on,
I'm predictable, man.
I mean, that's the only meat that I eat.
Ow. Snack time.
No, yeah. All right, damn. Can't do anything right around here.
Yo, if y'all are on your way to an event, right, and halfway there, you realize that there was a dress code and you're not in it. What do you do?
Like I'm going the same way.
Say that one more time.
You're halfway there. You're on your way to an event, and then you realize it's a dress code, and you.
I'm not going. Fuck, gonna stop me.
What might be the alternate dress code, for example, like formal?
Right, let's go all
white.
Formal.
If it's all white, I'm turning back.
Okay, because sometimes if it's jeans and like you got on sweats, you may have like an extra pair of jeans in the car. You know what I'm saying, but like you ain't gonna have an extra pair of slacks in the car.
I don't think I have an extra pair of jeans in the car either.
No, but I've learned to start doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Keep an extra pair.
Because one
time
I went to some shit in the city and my men's had on sweats, but they're actually like, they're not like sweats to look like you're about to play ball. You know what I'm saying? They look better than jeans.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Some clubs are just strict about it, like, yo, no sweats, period. Cool. So niggas had to go to fucking Forever 21 to buy some
cops
jeans.
Cops jeans and shit.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. If you get married and your best man pull up in jeans.
Nah, this is disrespectful.
Big disrespect for that, yo.
A big.
At least he showed up.
Let me tell you something.
I seen a nigga pull up to my wedding in jeans. He wasn't the best man. But, bro, what are you doing?
That's still mad disrespectful.
Iniche, bro?
Iniche jeans? Nah, not jeans? Even good jeans.
Yo,
my NYC?
Unless Iniche wants to be a sponsor of this podcast.
Did you know Iniche was NYC?
Word!
Yeah, it's not Iniche.
Yeah, what you think about it?
You knew that?
NYC.
You don't know what Iniche is. Right. You know what Iniche is?
We on the same frequency.
That's for sure.
And because it's E-N.
She's fucked up.
Y C.
I'm not fucked up. Exactly. I'm buzzed.
Period.
Buzz.
Came to my brother's wedding in white. It was in white shorts. And a t-shirt.
It was on the beach?
He's gangster though, bro.
Damn.
What?
Crazy. Red shorts. Like regular shorts, like cargo shorts, my brother said, yo, when you had the neck, whatever you have big coming up in your life, I'm showing up. Bro. I'm showing up in the worst shit I can think of, bro.
He was probably tired.
Nah, that's respectful. People gotta know how to behave themselves when they go to certain events. I had a baby shower the other day, right? Shout out to my baby. Niggas.
Clap it up for baby.
Yeah,
word.
Bop, bop, bop. She getting her BBL next week.
Yo, what? My nigga, what's good with you? That's two for two.
You gotta bleep that out.
The baby?
This nigga
is crazy. This nigga
is wild. Next topic, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we have the baby shower, right?
Yo, bro.
Yo, listen to what I'm saying. We passed that now.
Yeah, go on.
We have the baby shower, right? And it's like a decent event, I'd say. Mm-hmm. This is an event. It don't got no hookah there. My bro, my mans, it's like my dog.
Son turned into a hookera.
This nigga goes in the trunk of his car and busts out a big hookah and puts it on the table.
You Dominican?
Nah, I learned that shit yesterday.
We learned that.
And puts the shit on the table.
Hookera.
Yeah, we thought. Oh, you knew it was hookera?
I mean, I feel like just Dominicans are big on hookahs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This nigga was a Dominican, though.
Yeah, but he pronounced it hookera.
Okay. That sounds about
hookera.
Right.
Yeah, this nigga just puts the whole shit on the fucking table when nobody else is smoking hookah, my nigga.
That is hilarious.
I mean, but he was in his own section, right?
It's a baby shower.
Yeah, but it was like two sides.
This is not live.
So he went on the side where there was no. He went on the side where it was just him.
No, nigga. I was very disappointed, you niggas. That's why I want to wait till now to tell you.
I don't fuck with hookah.
Period. I don't either.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
I smoked it when I was like 19, and that was it. Right. 20, that's it. 19, 20, yeah.
You smoke
like
weed?
Mm-hmm.
You smart.
Hookah was out in 19?
When I was 19?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That hookah been out for mad long.
I don't think.
2011? Right,
say Club C.
Yeah, niggas. Yeah, niggas. Oh, no. Definitely not.
Shit at home.
How old are you?
Niggas had hookah.
30.
Yeah, I did hookah like for like a year or two.
It was definitely a thing in the Middle East, though.
In the Middle East, for sure. Yeah, Shisha. Yeah, Shisha.
But I don't think it really came to New York.
Yeah, I don't know. How did it get here?
Yeah.
In like 2015, 2014, bro.
I mean, I smoked it at 2011.
2011?
Yeah. And I was here in New York. I was dating a guy from the Bronx.
Remember the party niggas used to have?
Sheesh.
Niggas in the Bronx. Hookah boys.
But he was also Dominican, so.
Oh.
Niggas in the Bronx would be on their stoop with a hookah.
That's what I'm trying to say. They
be in front of the corner store.
But like Dominicans too. Like Dominicans are heavy on hookah.
They be hanging out.
It's like a pastime for a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay.
True.
I think that shit became a thing in the black community because women was doing it. And niggas was like, yo, I'm a smoke hookah. That's going to get me next to the bitches.
All right.
I heard somebody say in a podcast that hookah is for women and not for men.
I think that was Saucy Santana.
Santana, I don't know if it was on a podcast, but he said that, though.
Yeah, it was like, oh, hookah is like a feminine thing.
He said it's for straight men. That's what he said.
Really?
How you feel about
I've
that?
Never seen it that way.
He said, he said straight men shouldn't smoke hookah.
That's what he said.
I never seen it that way because I dated somebody 2011 and he was smoking hookah.
Okay.
But some people just want to smoke hookah instead of weed. They don't like the smell of weed and shit.
Let me tell you where the offense is. If you're smoking hookah as a man and you hear like this.
Okay.
Taking a picture of yourself, taking videos.
You need to chill the fuck out.
Damn, I done took a video of myself smoking hookah before.
Word.
Yeah, but this was back in the day.
You be holding the phone like this?
Yeah, I was holding it like this.
Why did you do that?
Blowing the O's?
You had the filter on?
Huh?
Why'd you do that?
What filter?
Yo, Snapchat, you know, use the Snapchat shit.
Minx. Snapchat? I don't fuck with Snapchat.
Were you blowing those?
Bullet.
So guys, I know a man named O.
Huh?
Not the Snapchat one.
I mean, no.
Snapchat one?
Yeah, because I may be ashy that day. I don't want
niggas
to
shouldn't use filters.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you can filter the ash out with certain.
Filters is calm.
Put some New York on your elbows.
That nigga's tripping.
You ever gave a foot job?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How you feel about those?
It was funny because my partner now, he likes feet more than anything. Mm-hmm. He don't care about ass or titties. He cares about face.
What color he like your feet?
Huh?
What color he like your feet?
Toes.
I don't know.
Your toes, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
My fault.
He just been liking everything that I do. Like, he likes whatever I do.
Okay.
He like loves my feet because he says it's perfect. I don't know.
You mean nothing on them?
Yeah. So. I did a foot job with him. I don't usually, like, I don't do them often, but because I'm with him now and he likes feet. We did it. But I think my first time I did it was like off camera and I was so amazed that this guy came off my feet.
Okay.
I was just like, what? All right. It was
interesting.
Niggas
like toes.
So,
I like toes.
Y'all like feet?
Forget about the titties, you're saying.
Yeah, he don't like ass or titties. He likes face and toes.
Yeah, I'm not with him on that one. Yeah.
So he don't feel your breasts?
Yeah. But I'm saying he's not an ass or titty guy.
Yeah.
He's a face and feet guy.
Because he probably doesn't have a titty fetish or ass fetish.
Mm-hmm. Movado has a song called, you know the song?
No.
What's the song, Super?
How you go?
I don't know the fuck.
Squeeze our breasts like
or the trigger of my.
Squeeze our breasts like the trigger of my gun. You know the
squeeze
song?
Squeeze it.
We can say gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like an ass guy.
I'm up.
Oh, shit.
He's an everything. Mm.
I like toes, ass.
You like everything?
Everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool. I like that.
Judge all of us.
You preying me?
Oh.
Huh?
Are you preying me?
What's that?
Jersey. See, Jersey get different.
They're not all the way in the culture.
It's
Jersey.
Don't do that.
You gotta feel
it. Are you studying me?
Oh, that's what that means?
Yeah. So you just touch yourself.
It's not that I'm studying. I'm a Virgo. I was
you
a Virgo?
Yeah.
What day?
September 6th.
7.
You a Virgo too?
Big connection. What was that?
No, facts.
Nah, I like. I feel like I could sense things. That's right. Why.
Okay, Raven.
I'm not trying to. Go ahead. Nah, I think my intuition be telling me shit. I'm not gonna lie. I don't see things visually, but I be feeling things. Like, I'm good at like guessing.
Women got that women intuition. Yeah.
Well, not everybody has it as strong, but okay. I feel like mine is strong.
He said to guess what kind of guy everybody is.
Okay.
So, start off.
Start with me. I do see you being all. I just said ass though. But I do, now that you said it, I do see you being all.
Yeah, I'm a real
my turn. What?
Oh. You ass.
Ass?
Now I am. I used to be a breast man.
But now you're not too
now, bad? Nope. You almost got me. Nah. Now I like females' ass.
You like ass. So, but do you like fat ass or like?
I just like it to be shape. Like, plump. Yeah, like plump.
So it could be small soft, but plump?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a sexy ass. I don't like crazy, humongous. Wild ass all over the place.
You do you like BBLs?
It got to be like sorted out properly, not crazy. You feel me?
So I'm
not
like the fucking, ugly ones, you wouldn't?
I'm not fucking with it.
It got to look natural?
Yeah, type shit. I'm not.
I feel like you don't care about anything.
Oh, shit.
I feel like you care about face, though.
He's Jamaican. Okay.
I feel like you care about face, but you don't all really right. care too much about ass or titties or.
Nah, I care though.
Oh, you do?
I really care.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? Business.
Okay, I was wrong. Shit.
Of course, business got to stay in business.
What do you care about most though?
Ass.
Wow.
And tits. Second.
I actually like lips too.
Okay, that's a good
so
one.
You don't care about face. So if a girl has a fat, but if she got a crazy body but okay face, you would still hit.
Okay face,
it's like a butter face, right?
Everything looks good. Butter face.
Listen, out of a 10, out of a 10, and she's like 6'7".
Six, seven, no, is not a butter face.
Nah,
she's talking about like 4.
Oh because nah, no.
A lot of girls that got crazy bodies, their face is not really
hitting.
Yeah, then I'm
always
pass.
Happens.
True.
The pretty faces are the ones that we. Don't having the crazy bodies and then the crazy bodies be having.
I gotta be attracted to you, like.
But you attract the body though, so that's what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, if it's a 4, if it's a 4, I'm gonna let it pass. If the face is a 4 and the body is crazy, I'm gonna let it pass.
Really? So you don't care about body too much then?
Nah, 4 is crazy in the face.
Yeah, 4 is crazy though.
I mean,
you didn't even hit 5 halfway, like.
But I know some guys that really care about bodies.
The thing is,
really
girls could do a 4 in the face for niggas. That's what it is.
What do you mean?
A girl could do a 4.
Hell no.
No? All right, cool. Mm-mm. But personality. Didn't we speak about that earlier?
No, I care about personality, but
it can't be a 4, though.
No.
Not a 4 with personality.
Let me ask you something.
5.5 for personality.
I have to be attracted to you somewhat physically.
Do y'all care about personality?
Of course. Absolutely. Of course. Yes. But secondary.
Secondary.
Word. Yeah.
I think I'm a personality first type person.
Yeah. Looks first.
I think you see the person first.
And personality could change.
I mean, that's what attracts me first.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but if she's super fire, but then her personality is not super fire.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm not saying personality
doesn't
matter.
Would you stay?
No. Those are bound to fail.
Okay.
Oh. Would you okay. fuck if
yes,
her personality...
Yes, definitely.
No, I'm talking about if her person got it. I'm talking about like if she's irritating, her personality is irritating the shit out of you. You still gonna stick... You gonna fight through that to get the pussy?
Oh, I have to like work mad hard for her?
No, not work hard. She's just annoying the shit out of you. She's probably gonna give you the pussy on the second.
That probably could make you soft. You know what I'm saying? The certain shit a woman could do could make you soft in terms of the things they say, things they might do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going into it with that mentality.
Okay, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Nigga, look.
What was that?
Nigga said,
what was that? No. What was that?
Not that I know you're a Virgo. I don't think you care.
What? Of course I care.
Because you're freaky. So I feel like you don't care too much about body parts as long as they look good.
Okay. Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm stupid. All right, cool. I like as long as they look good. That's
you freaky?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Virgos are freaky.
She got to do Daz. Yeah. She did Daz already?
Nah, she didn't.
I haven't done him, but yeah. So you wouldn't mind if you dated somebody that had a pretty face and nobody?
I've done that in like 19.
Those are body fails.
So you don't do that no more?
You can't go back. I feel. I'm saying
once you have.
Yeah. I'm saying like you like to hold on to something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me personally, and I'm saying whatever floats anybody's boat.
But it don't got to be too like a huge ass or huge boobs, right?
Where you getting this from?
I'm just asking. That was a question.
Oh. Nah, I appreciate either. You know what I'm saying?
If the horoscope. If the,
gotcha. Damn. Fortune cookie fucking me up today.
Didn't go as planned. Go ahead.
That's, what is okay? So the fat ass is for visual purposes, right?
That's what he said, but I said no.
Then what, like, I'm trying to understand. I don't have a fat butt, but I like women that have fat butts.
Okay,
because I don't have a fat butt, so I get it. So because it when I you? Strap women, like, and they got a fat butt, oh my god,
it's the pop. Right?
I be coming for that shit.
Word.
I swear to God, that's how I know I'm gay. I like girls. So
that's fine.
Because I've literally just. Straight women, and they're not touching me, but just off of me.
But the thing is touching your clit, no?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
But off of me just fucking her with the strap and like seeing her ass clap visually and then just being in control, that makes me come. So I get it, but I feel me like too. It's more of a visual thing.
Nah, but well, I guess when you actually have a penis, you're feeling the ass.
But that's why I'm trying to ask because I don't have a penis.
No. All right, cool. This is why we're here having this discussion.
Okay, I'm saying,
but you feeling it wrap around, you feeling it wrap around your dick. And even the shit, the sound of this.
Yo, you know what I be doing sometimes?
Feel it in your hands, even. It's a
yeah. Sensitive. So you're still feeling shit.
It's feelings, too.
Make it happen.
So when y'all hitting a shorty from the back, are y'all spreading her shit?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
I tell her
you're
to spread it.
Spreading it?
Nah, but I'm saying you can't spread little cheeks.
I spread the cheeks.
You can't feel the same?
Sometimes
like,
I want to see that asshole.
I'm asking for myself, because I don't got a fat
butt. You feel me? But sometimes
I just want to know, like, does it still feel good if a girl has a small butt?
It's more into the... Yeah, it's still it's pussy. The pussy. Yeah. But the fat ass adds to it. But sometimes, like, if I'm hitting from the back, I'll squeeze the butt cheeks together.
I do that, too.
You feel me?
And it's like, whoa!
Nah,
like
that's cap.
Like, squeeze your ass together?
I don't think no one's ever done that.
Yeah. Push the cheeks together.
Yeah. Put that shit together, it's like a fucking... What is it like? It's like a something.
I can't put it together.
If I had to guess, I'll say it's like a something as well.
Yeah. It's just like, that's interesting. You know what I mean? In between the buns.
Okay. You, titties?
Nah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, you're
just
about
fucking
to
up
too.
Today.
It's all good.
It's the tequila.
You said what?
It's the tequila.
Maybe. I don't know. Can I guess again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look into her eyes, Danny.
Tell her what you see.
Why he staring at me like
that? My boy's a killer.
The face
is important, but I think.
What's the most important thing?
You got a vomit. Face is definitely most important, but I like physique. I like my girl to be fit, but not like brolic, just fit. Like,
do you work out?
Yeah, but I didn't always work out, so that was just always that was always a thing for me. So she don't gotta have the crazy ass or huge titties, but I like all that stuff. But as long as she fit and she cute.
So even when you weren't working out, you still preferred fit girls?
Yeah.
I find that very interesting.
Why? Okay.
Because I'm the same way. Okay. I like fit guys, but I hate working out.
Damn.
But I think the reason why I like fit guys, because I'm like, okay, if they work out, I'm gonna work out with them.
Motivation.
Because what I believe is like you should date somebody that their strengths are your weaknesses and vice versa. So that's why I like fit guys, because I'm like, that's my weakness. I hate working out. But if they're working out, I'm gonna go with them. It's gonna motivate me to work out. I can't date somebody that doesn't work out, because then we're both going to be fat. Not working out. That's why. So I just never heard a guy say that. Mm. So I found that very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I said that out loud.
Nah.
Yeah, because usually guys that like fit girls are fit as well and go to the gym, are very dedicated. I've never met a guy that said like you didn't work out before and you still were into that.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I think that's cool.
Shout out to Janet Jackson.
Janet Jack Me is better.
And Janet Jack Me.
You said what?
I said shout out to Janet Jackson in the early 2000s.
Super Bowl Janet Jackson?
Type shit.
Y'all
like Janet Jackson? Nah, she just showed her titty at the Super Bowl.
You said you don't like her?
I said, she just showed her titty at the Super Bowl.
Janet Jackson is a big freak.
Yeah, you know that.
You think so?
What?
I believe.
Like, have you ever? You need to listen to Janet Jackson.
I believe it.
Wow, I wouldn't beat off to Janet
touch
Jackson.
Me.
Yeah, it's in.
Calm down, Dwight. Calm down.
That nigga temperature went up real quick.
First of all, I'm always sweating here. By the way.
Uh huh. I'm a sweaty nigga.
Yeah.
Jack. I haven't seen you sweat, though. I've been seeing him sweat.
Yeah, I was telling him.
He sweat for all of us.
It's only him. It's only him. He sweats for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We sending him our shit over Wi-Fi.
Gotcha.
Sweat through Wi-Fi. It's crazy.
Bluetooth.
You guys are so charming.
Yo, y'all niggas are stupid.
Sweat transfer. Go ahead.
You gotta listen to Janet Jackson album when you have sex, right? Because it's not about what's in the forefront. It's about the ad-libs. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Her ad-libs, she'd be like, not on my face, my nigga.
Word.
Yeah, fact.
Wait, word. What?
Yes. Janet Jackson? Heard that.
Yes, bro.
Not on her face?
I never heard that.
Bro, listen to Janet Jackson. Yo, Danny, I'm lying.
Nah, he not lying.
What? Janet Jackson, no way.
Yo,
she be whispering nut on her face.
I gotta find a direct song. My nigga. I'm gonna let you know.
No
way. No way.
Where do you prefer to nut?
Who's that?
Where do you prefer to nut? All of y'all need to answer.
Shit.
Face. Let's go like this. Stomach.
No, I think face wins.
I gotta pick one. Like, where would
I got
top
two.
One be?
Mm-hmm. He said one.
In your nose.
You said nose?
I would say mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah.
You like to nut in her mouth.
Yeah, and like she keeps sucking type shit.
So she swallow it.
Swallow it, spit it out, whatever she want to do.
You said nose?
Yeah, nose is fire.
That's crazy.
But you could like ration a nut still. Like all your nut don't gotta go one place. Like you could
like
you start on the face and it's like, all right, cool, you can swallow the rest of it.
But what's the first
face?
Okay.
I feel like it's like a vibe.
I like to nut on the pussy. But sometimes I'll stand up. I'm about to come. I'll stand up on the bed and try to just get that shit wherever it could go.
So on the pussy.
It depends. It depends. If it's like a really nasty night, I'm nutting in the ass. But you feel me? But if it's a regular night and the pussy.
For somebody that says they like ass and y'all picking face to nut on, that's very interesting.
What? I mean, you nut on the ass too. You got a draw in it and shit, but
I think, yeah, you know, like the Disney Channel shit.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yo, Disney Channel was my shit.
You gotta do that.
Oh, God. I think
when you enter ass, you nut on the ass so often, it's not special no more.
So yeah. That's like, common.
So you have to nut somewhere else.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's the most you ever come during sex?
The most I've ever came. I don't quite remember. I was on Molly that night.
Oh shit.
But I was in Mexico.
Probably came in the wind touching.
Molly,
I was in Mexico and this guy was eating my pussy for like about, it felt like 30 minutes. Probably could have been less, but I kid you not, I lost count on how many times I came off a head.
It was probably 4 minutes with the drugs.
The drugs made it feel like 30.
Yeah. I just kept coming and coming and I was like, oh my God, what is this?
To be fair, I heard them cartel niggas can eat pussy.
Jeez.
That was a Mexican?
Yo.
Do your cums be intense?
It depends. I feel like orgasms have like a 1 to 10.
Cause some girls, like when they come, it's like they tired. Like they don't want no more sex.
They want no more.
That's it.
Nah, it depends on the level of the cum, of the orgasm. Cause I could have like
a little mini one.
I could have like a 5. But if I have a 10, then yeah, I need a break.
Like legs shaking, body shaking type shit.
I don't want to.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like there's levels to the orgasms.
If you give a bitch a level 2 nut, like,
I'm going to want to keep going.
She can keep going. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, get a few more.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, y'all
with
a
10? Okay. That's when I'm pushing you off. Like, I can't no more.
That's when like your body's shaking type shit.
Yeah, all that.
So me and my boy was talking about that the other day, right? Like, you ever fucked a girl to she like shaking and you feel like, yo, something was wrong with this bitch? Like, the first time I ever seen something like that, I'm like, damn, she probably like having a seizure or some shit.
You feel
me? She trying to hold you still?
Yo, that shit seems like
crazy.
A 10 definitely seems like that.
You gotta fuck her until she like, after she nut, she look at you and she's like, yo, I'm gonna kill you. You ever had that?
Nope.
I'm gonna kill you tonight.
You I gotta try that one.
I just laugh because I do the same thing to guys. I keep sucking after they nut. So,
and that's the best
part. Like, damn, I guess it's payback.
That's the best part, though.
Man, that's painful. That's painful.
It's not painful. Stop playing.
Like, licking the dick hole, though. Like, the dick hole get licked. I think like that's
no,
like
they don't get.
I like when the gal them do that, like licking my dick while I nut.
Ooh. No, the hole. Though, that shit is like mad sensitive.
The hole,
the head part.
The hole, nigga, the dick hole.
I know. What you just talking about? The whole head part.
Oh,
the whole.
So get sensitive too, so I feel it.
Yeah, I got a question. If you get a two, like a 2 out of 10 orgasm, mm-hmm. and that nigga finishes right after, are you like upset or are you okay?
I won't
you
be
came?
Upset if he keeps going.
No, I mean, nutted. Like, he's done.
He's done.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be upset.
So you could come and still be upset at the, about the sex
yeah,
being
yeah, because
done.
I was like a trash-ass orgasm.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. Damn.
Are you going to reach for your toy after?
The crazy thing is I didn't own toys before OnlyFans, so I've never experienced me reaching for the toy after. Damn. But I have. I think I've done it like once.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that make him feel?
I think he was knocked out already.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't feel no shame.
Yo,
put,
that's
put
me.
That nigga in the dirt.
That nigga's me.
Man.
I'll pass her that shit.
Yeah. No, but why people don't see toys as a team effort? I don't get it.
Nah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like y'all should be toys bringing the toys. Enemy, the girls will like you more. Yeah. Shit. Like, ooh, he brought a toy out. Yeah. Okay.
That's how I
envision
it.
You didn't write that in your notes?
I already you did should, that, bro. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I've had first time ever I had a guy use my toys on me and it was amazing. I squirted so hard it hit his face.
Real oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Using toys on women?
Yeah. Everybody write that down.
What
highly suggest
this squirt thing.
Yeah.
Is it pee?
It's definitely a mixture of pee.
That's honest.
A little pee never hurt nobody.
Like, if you're not hydrated, that shit gonna be yellow. It's
oh,
gonna stink.
Shit. Word.
Yeah.
Go bathe after, man.
That's how you know when somebody's not hydrated.
Fair.
Yeah.
Now we know, fellas.
But if they're hydrated, it's barely gonna smell like pee and it's gonna be clear.
Danny, remember this.
Right? I heard it was there's a small percentage that is pee.
That's what I'm saying. It's not all the way pee, but I'm saying if you're not hydrated,
What's that thing?
It's gonna very much look like me.
What's that thing maybe like squeezing in people's mouth in the hibachi spot?
Ooh.
Sake.
Yeah. Imagine
sake for your mouth.
It's sake.
Imagine you catching the squirt like sake.
It's kind of crazy.
I had a girl squirt in my face one time.
How was it?
It was crazy.
Word.
Because it was a one-night stand. And I'm like going crazy on her. And then she just... At first I was like, did this bitch pee on me? Oh no, she squirted. Oh shit, this is crazy.
The whole shit was wet?
And she just kept squirting and squirting.
You would let a girl squirt in your mouth?
Yeah, why not? I'm nasty, so.
Would y'all down for that? Like, you know it's coming and you gonna stay?
Yeah, there? I'm gonna stay.
As long as she hydrated, then yeah.
You gonna swallow it?
Damn.
Probably not.
Just put it on my
wait,
face.
Wait, so a girl's supposed to swallow your cum?
Oh. She's not supposed to.
Okay.
Only if she wants to.
Because sometimes y'all cum tastes nasty because y'all be eating.
Don't eat a pineapple.
My shit probably tastes
that's
like.
Not even it, though.
A Whopper. Whopper Jr.
Those are the Big Mac.
My shit tastes like a Whopper Jr. with
Mac sauce.
Oh, shit. I'm not going to lie. Like, I had this guy, he's not vegan. And then he came. And then, like, he ate vegan for a couple of days. And then, I was like, this dick, it tastes different from the first day.
Better?
Word.
Better.
Oh, okay.
So definitely your diet.
You would prefer vegans over non-vegans?
Yeah.
Word.
For sure. Because they taste better.
It's all good, man. I love Whopper Jr. Never had nobody. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Shout out to all the soy dick niggas out there.
Yeah, I'm not about to give up.
I think soy is bad for men, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, get the titties and shit.
Yeah. Y'all can't eat it too much. So, there's other stuff.
She boosts your estrogen.
You need Taco Bell?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
You'll sign up to the Patreon?
Oh, shit. Yeah, sign up to the Patreon, you guys.
Sign up to the fucking Patreon. Where can they find you?
Damn. I'm saying my Instagram?
Yeah.
Anything.
Everything.
Wherever they find
everything.
You. Wherever they find
can
you.
Can I take my phone?
Of course. Anything.
I feel like I had so many...
Music, by the way.
Was that the Pornhub jingle?
Oh, shit.
See? They would have caught that on the watchback, but you caught it.
Speaking of Pornhub, are you on there?
Nah, I'm not. I'm only on OnlyFans.
Okay.
My OnlyFans don't got a little period. Jingle like that. They not up to the time yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man.
Y'all better fucking...
Anyways, right, my Instagram is It's Miss Sapphire, so it's I-T-S-M-S-S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E-E-E. I know that's long.
They can rewind it, so it's all good.
Yeah.
My Twitter is Miss Sapphire, MSSAPPHIREEE. And then my OnlyFans is Sapphire, SAPP. Okay.
No, go ahead.
All right. Don't worry, we got you. SAPPHIREEE.
MSSAPPHIREEE.
You know what that means? Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry, we're going to put it on the screen for you.
That's a fact. Pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
Big pleasure.
Do you want to say grr?
Pow.
Gra.
Gra. Gra. No, we don't say gr no more.
Kraut?
Gra. Oh, yeah. That's the Ice Spice. You listen to Ice Spice?
Yeah.
Ice Spice is the future. We fuck with her.
I mean, it's just catchy, but I don't like...
All right, we're not
going to do the Ice Spice slander here.
I just don't...
You pro Ice Spice here.
Like, how can she lose if she already chose?
Exactly.
Like? Okay.
Like? I talk like that. That's why I'm like...